Item 20 is a report on the investment officer's report for first quarter of fiscal year 2006. John Hawes.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, this is the quarterly investment report that we are required to do in the Public Funds Investment Act each quarter, and this would be for the first quarter of this fiscal year, which is 3 months that ended November 30th. This is just one single slide that I've shown in the past just to give you a review. You can see how the book value, this is our total investment portfolio. It includes both restricted and unrestricted funds. And, of course, you have a lot more detail in your book that is provided, put together by ourselves and Patterson Associates, our financial advisor. But you can see that the book value has continued to go down, but it's based on our expectations what happened. We've had a number of transactions, namely the Lake Allen Henry, when that was transferred to the city of Lubbock, there were some reserve funds that were restricted already that were transferred with that and used to pay off some of the debts. So all of that was expected to occur. The average yield to maturity you can see is continuing to climb, as everyone knows, as interest rates are going up. And there's an expectation that the Federal Reserve will continue to raise them, maybe slightly, another quarter of a point or two in this next year. So, but then we believe that's going to stabilize. But anyway, as you can see, we continue to invest our funds as prudently as we can, and not putting them out too far, just because, as you heard earlier, when the retirement plan discussion, the yield curve is such that it doesn't make sense to put them out on a long, more of a longer term basis, because the yield's not there at this point. But we're reviewing that and continue to do what is in the best interest of the authority. I'll be happy to answer any questions. There's no action required. It's a report in the details in your thing. Let me make one other comment on a thing that I forgot to mention earlier. On the CAFR that you all approved earlier, there were two documents in your folder you might have noticed, and those are replace a couple of the pages in the draft CAFR. That was really just to show you that we corrected a couple of things. One was a thing that Director Martin had pointed out on the elevation of we had a typographical error on the number of the elevation of Possum Kingdom Lake at one time, and then another one was just correcting or changing the on the director's list of a couple of the names where the directors wanted their names to be represented there, so we changed those. That's just for y'all's information to put in with your stuff. And we're also, since you approved this, we will be issuing in a bound version the CAFR, and we'll send you copies of the bound final version of it just as soon as we get those done. So,
yeah. Now, let me ask you, Quinn, just for the heck of it, because we're getting my next item being typed up, so I'm going to have to kill some time anyway. Great. Smooth, Steve. Over 0.25 basis points every time it goes up yield. Let's say it goes up to four. Do you have any feel for that? How many, is that $1 million or half?
How much that amounts to?
Yeah, on an annual basis.
Well, it varies. Obviously, the interesting thing is you look at it, there's a wide range of rates. Well, it's not a huge range. A lot of our rates have matured now. So, obviously, as it goes up, a 1% increase on approximately a $50 million portfolio is, $500,000, I guess. So you're looking at a quarter of that is a little more than $100,000, I guess.
$25,000.
Something like that would be, yeah, just doing math in public here. Anyway, that's okay.
All right. All right, any other further meaningless questions for John like that?
John,
you have our last one.